Studio Plus, where we chat about Chinese society as well as international events and stories.
If a vehicle is exciting to drive, fuel efficient, and has a good price, but doesn't sell, then it is probably because the color is wrong. A recent report by Exota, a United States coatings supplier, shows that up to 41% of respondents said they would change manufacturers if a preferred color was not available. It's just that important. In China, the figure was even higher at 64%, and this is all according to the annual report, which is based on a survey of 4,000 respondents aged 25 to 60 in four vehicle-producing countries, China, Germany, the United States, and Mexico. China was followed by Mexico at 44%, the United States at 33%, and Germany at 22%. And even those who wouldn't leave for other brands admit that color is important. On average, 88% of the respondents called it a key factor. Again, the figure was the highest in China at 99%, followed by Mexico at 90%, Germany at 83%, and the United States at 79%. According to this report, the color of their vehicles matters so much to the Chinese customers that 39% of the respondents would spend on average 20,000 yuan, that's around $3,000, for a respray.
Wow.
Really?
Paying extra money to change the color. You know, and I get it. Color is really a big deal for me. I mean, I'm not going to buy a car.
I'm not saying the color of your shirt. It's the color of your car.
Yeah, it's really important. You know, when you're driving around, I mean, I can't roll in something that's like booger green or like beige or some of these colors. For me, it doesn't work. It needs to be just, you know, a color that I identify with or just that brings out my personality. I mean, people identify so much with their cars, and so it just has to have the right color. So I get that a lot, you know, these numbers where people, you know, identify with it. But changing...
sorry to interrupt you little bit. You don't even see the color of your car while you are driving. You do know that, right?
Of course
it's
I know that.
It's all for other people to see it, right?
No, it's when I'm walking to my car,
your
when I get in,
color
get in and out of it.
Something that other people see.
I see it. I'm washing it every week. So I know what it looks like. And it's like, this is something that looks good to me. It's aesthetic. You know, you walk out and you look at your car and you're like, you smile because you love the color and you love the way it looks. Again, I think it goes deeper. It's at a subconscious level. It's just like, this is me, you know? So
okay.
The color has to be right. And if it's not right, I'm not sure if I would go as far as changing the manufacturer or the company of the car. And I think these results, the United States was at like 33% of the people that would do that. And that's relatively low because most people are kind of loyal to the type of car that they've always driven. And I guess I fall into this category because I've always driven Nissan ever since I started driving.
Okay.
And so now it's just like, I wouldn't change the maker of the car. I would just, you know, wait until they have a model that's in my color or just find a dealership somewhere where they have the right color. But yeah, just that, I guess that brand loyalty is kind of important.
All right. I can understand.
But I wouldn't pay extra money to repaint the, if it's a brand new car and I'm buying it, I don't think I would, you know, pay extra money to have it painted. I would probably talk to the dealership about it and negotiate that into the price. Cause yeah, if it's a new car, you're already spending a lot of money. I mean, they should just have the right color, you know, the right color.
You know, sometimes they do have on-demand paint for your car, but you have to pay some extra money because it's kind of like a VIP service. They do have provided this kind of service with some of the manufacturers here in China. Mm. But since you've just said you are the kind of person who do have a kind of a brand loyalty, then I just want to ask you one question. What if Nissan does not have the kind of color that you do like, and they don't know when they're going to produce that color, and you can't find the exact color at any other dealers? What are you going to do? Are you going to delay buying a Nissan car until, say, 10 years later? Or would you just have to switch a brand?
You know, my answer to that is money talks. And if I want something and I have the money to pay for it, I just tell them, look, I want this color, figure it out.
Yeah,
and
have
eventually
a repaint.
Somebody on that in that lineup at the dealership will say, "We'll take care of it, sir. You want black? We'll get it in black. We'll get it in whatever color you want."
Okay.
So, and that's held true for me to this day. So I don't think it would be that much of a concern. So much. I mean, I may have to pay a little bit more money on the value of the car, maybe a little bit more. But I mean, that's all negotiable. I mean, these car dealership, car salesmen, they have to eat. They'll do what they can to get that sale. I have my experience with these guys, so I know what they would be willing to do to get a sale. So
okay.
If you just want a color, you just tell them, "I want this color." And at first they'll tell you, "Oh, we don't have, it doesn't come in that color." But if the sale is contingent on that, they'll work it out.
All right. Yeah. All right. I guess this is a little bit like kids with their Transformers toys. I've got to have that one. If you don't give me that one, then I won't buy it. This is not the thing that I want.
I'll go to another dealership, and I'm sure they'll probably make that arrangement for me.
Okay. Well, I have to say I'm not that kind of person. You know, when I purchased my car, I was thinking of getting a glossy light blue or pale blue color.
Sky blue?
Yes, sky blue. Yes. Yes, quite glossy. That was the ideal color for me, but I couldn't get it because I'd have to wait for maybe 4 months for that model to come in.
Wow.
I'm just like, okay, I like this model. I just want to have it because I like this brand. I like how the engine works and all other stuff. So I'm okay. Just give me another color. And that's how I purchased my first car. I just knew that for some people, color is so important.
I told you, it goes right to the mind. It goes right to the soul. I mean, sometimes it's part of your personality. So it's part of your, and it's almost like wearing clothes. You wear certain clothes, certain color, certain style. It's your
identity.
So you
are what you wear. You are what you drive.
You are what you drive. Exactly. That's probably the perfect sentiment for what I'm trying to say here.
Okay. I guess that is true, because otherwise this report wouldn't be, you know, featuring this, this point. So what color, what is the color playing? I mean, why is color playing such an important role in consumers' decision in terms of car buying? You just mentioned people identify with the color of their car.
Yeah.
You know, and some other people are saying color reflects personality of the vehicle owner. That's exactly what you said. And I personally think it's also perhaps because consumers, we are not really mechanic experts. We know not too much about the cars, about the function, about the engines and all other data. So probably for some of us, whatever we can make a decision upon is the color and the model, how it looks, whether it looks cool or not, whether the color is the one that I like or not. I think maybe that is also part of the decision-making process.
I'm not sure if it's about the technicalities of the vehicle, because most of the time when you're buying a car, you know pretty well about the specs. Like
every customer, really?
I think so, because it's buying a car is a really big investment. And most of the time, if someone doesn't have a lot of knowledge, they go with somebody who has knowledge of, you know, for example, like how much mileage, you know, gas mileage it has, or if it's electric, and, you know, how, you know, the different specs of the car, like if it has Wi-Fi and all of these things, all the details. It's people are getting smarter when it comes to what the car can actually do for them. So, but just again, that back to the color thing, it's, yeah, we all have our preferences, and you can deduce a lot about somebody based on the way that they dress and the color that they wear all the time. And the same about the car. People make certain assumptions about, you know, the type of person you are with the color. So that's what it's so important.
Well, okay. I never pay any attention over that. I think once I get out of my car, I am myself.
Okay.
People won't associate me with the car, or especially the color of my car. Anyways, I'm going to pay attention to that now. Next time, if I need to rent any car, I make sure I get the right color. That is the light blue or the sky blue color. Anyways, okay. So there are some interesting findings with this report. It just shows that although some colors are universally liked, there are differences in preferences from country to country due to perhaps their historical and cultural backgrounds. And this report says in China, the top color choice is white at 29%, followed by black at 26% and silver at 11%. And they are saying actually people's preference towards the color of silver is actually dropping, it's declining. And bold colors like blue are seldom chosen.
Oh, what? So you are really an exception. Yeah, it looks like a lot of people like the black and the white and the silver. And I think these are associated with some elegance. You know, a lot of your luxury cars are colored white or black or this kind of silver color. But blue, it's like, you know, can we take this person seriously? Maybe this person's
really
nice person, or just, you deduce a lot just from these colors. If it's a bright yellow or something like that, it's like, okay, this person's really positive, or
bright yellow is associated with being positive.
Positive, or
sky blue is associated with, okay.
Maybe they're an introvert or something.
I thought people would appreciate the fact that I can be really different and okay, I'm not just
possibly
going to discuss about the color blue. Anyways, you know, in Germany, blue is the second most popular color at 16% after black at 32%. So if I go to Germany and drive a blue car, perhaps I won't get that many strange looks, right? People would not say, is this person really serious? I guess
I think it depends on the variation of blue. If it's like a dark blue, then it's a little bit more, it's more common. But if it's like the sky blue, you know, like the masks that we wear, I mean, it's a little bit, maybe this person has a sense of humor of some sort, you know.
Sense of humor. Tony, you take every opportunity possible to humiliate me. Anyway, the survey also explored paint finish and paint effect preferences. For example, high gloss finishes were preferred by all markets surveyed, except for China, where results showed that a near even split between high gloss and matte finishes. And paint effect preferences across the surveyed markets were not as similar as results from paint finish preferences. And solid effects were the top choice of respondents in the United States and China. And German respondents choose pearlescent, and Mexico chose coarse metallic and pearlescent as their preferred paint effects.
Some people like those really shiny, like gloss finishes, and it's just, it gives off that wet look or that appearance that it's really clean. Because I used to wax my car a lot, like me and my dad.
Oh, you're American.
Yeah.
You want to see your own reflection.
Yes, of course.
I
want to be able to see myself in the car. That means that it's clean and it just has this gleaming look. So it's kind of important. If it doesn't have that, then it just looks kind of dull, or maybe you don't take care of your car very much. And if you don't take care of your car, then that means probably the inside is really dirty. And if the inside is really dirty, then that means that you're probably not someone that's really meticulous and clean. Maybe you're kind of, you know, a little bit messy. And so, again, you can deduce a lot about someone on, you know, from the shape of their car as well.
Okay, you know, I think I agree with you on this point.
Oh, yes.
I also like the solid effects. I like my car to look really sparkling, you know, clean and beautiful. So, finally, why do people want to study people's or consumers' color preferences? It's perhaps because a reflection of people's mentality nowadays. Mm. And they say that the latest trend, this year's trend is bold colors are becoming more popular.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. I mean, back home, there's a lot of people who have different colors, especially the classic cars, the ones that are like the old Mustangs and Chevy Impalas or whatever. They like to, you know, give them these really fluorescent or bright colors because that's the way, those were the colors that were available during that time in the 60s or whenever those vehicles came out. So it's, I guess it's a reflection of a different time, maybe a different mentality. And some of the colors may reflect maybe some of the national colors or whatever. So, I mean, there's just so many different reasons why people like certain colors, but I think it's fascinating. And, you know, the colors they say a lot. They really do.
Yes. And I just want to let you know this. Reds and blues are clearly rising in preference. And it's possible that we'll see more colors on the road with brilliant effects in the not too distant future. And that's according to this report. So, Tony, you see, I'm walking ahead of a lot of people.
You're ahead of your time.
Blue.
Absolutely.
This podcast is brought to you by Studio Plus. You can find us on Apple and Google Podcasts, Spotify, or any of your favorite platforms.